Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
What's going on, Jill?
So do you remember how Jeff Bezos was mad at the National Enquirer for leaking texts that he had sent back and forth to Lauren Sanchez, which is his mistress?
Right.
That he left his wife for. And then the National Enquirer, and then he was like, oh, you leaked those texts, so I'm going to leak some emails of you threatening me. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we have a wiener shot of you, and we're going to leak that. Uh-huh. Guess who released the text messages?
His ex-wife. Or, you know, his...
his mistress.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh.
Here's what happened.
Burn.
According to new reports, an investigation has been uncovered evidence that she may have shared photos of the texts with some of her girlfriends. So, like, she screenshot them and then sent them to her. And then there were traces of them found on the cloud of her assistant.
Traces? What does that mean?
I guess not all of them in a row. You know, you have to piece them together. Like, okay. If you've ever shot a screenshot of a text message and you have to scroll and, you know, do all that sort of stuff.
That's nothing.
Some other people say that maybe her brother leaked them. He denies, obviously, saying they're sensitive pictures.
How did her brother get a hold of crotch shots of Bezos from his mistress?
I don't know, but I think, is she naked in any of them, too? They're sexually explicit text messages between the two of them.
Well, if you don't want it to get out, you don't put it on digital media.
You know, that's all I'm saying. I had somebody one time, a long time ago, I was dating somebody, and we broke up, and then I guess they started seeing somebody's wife. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the husband of the girl reaches out to me, shows me nude photos back and forth between the two. And I'm like, why are you showing this to me? We're not together anymore.
Do you recognize him from the waist down?
Right. He's like, do we need to talk? I'm like, no, I don't know you. I'm sorry.
He was trying to get up on you.
Yeah.
So he can get even with his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't be involved in that. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't see that coming?
No.
Oh.
I just ignored him and hit block.
You need me and Smoke to hang around with you.
Yeah.
Keep you safe.
Thank you. I need Rick Stacy and Smokestack as my bodyguards. What are you going to do? You'll just yell at him and then Smokestack will, blow smoke in his face?
Yeah, dude, sit down.
Talk about cinematography with him for a while?
Yeah, that's a big argument they had. What was that all about? We were just about to go on the air and you guys are yelling at each other for 2 minutes about something.
We were talking about how the Oscars revealed this year that they're going to show all the boring awards, the schmoskers, as I call them, during commercial breaks and then smoke, which he's that creative type, so I get it. I get exactly why he feels the way he feels, so I'm not like dogging him, but it was just funny to argue with him and saying, you know, without the cinematography, you don't have a movie. What do you mean you don't care about that award? I said, no, I only care about the famous people. That's all I care about.
Okay, but even if it's an actress you've never heard of, then you care?
No, then I don't like those either.
So you're really just, unless it's somebody you've heard of, you don't care.
It's all about, if I'm watching it, I want it to be something I like and I care about. If it's something I don't care about, I don't want to watch it.
I'm just saying, the whole Academy is based on film, and you can't have film without the person doing the camera. I mean, you just don't. You don't.
Boring.
Every single film has a person working the camera. Not every single film has a Chris Pratt. You know what I'm saying?
Are you the one that used to, like, roll your eyes when you passed an AV guy in high school? Because you were a cheerleader. So you
was an AV?
See?
Yep.
Yep.
I always fell for the funny guy. I fell for the funny guy. I always dated the dorky
guy.
Yeah,
but he had to be a funny guy from the football team, didn't he?
Yeah,
exactly. That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot you were there when I was in high school. My bad. All right.
Poor AV guys.
What is AV?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. You don't like it. Just
are these the guys that made the paper planes and flew them on the football
field? No. Remember, you don't care, Jill.
Yeah, exactly.
These will happen during the commercial break.
They're not even human. They're less.
As long as you're admitting it. If you're pumping gas, you should have some common sense to know that there's certain things that you should do and shouldn't do while you're out there.
How does this fit in this segment? We went from Jeff Bezos' crotch
to
you're
gas.
Pumping gas. Okay, go ahead.
This is important. I'm trying to save lives this morning, Rick.
Maybe you'll suck us in. Let's go see.
So, gas?
Okay.
Not that kind of gas.
Oh, different gas. Like gasoline.
Gas at the pump.
Got you.
So, the other day I was pumping gas, and this is no lie. I'm not even crapping you at all. And a guy gets out and he's in the pump. You know, I pull in and then he pulls in the one in front of me. We're on the same side. And he gets out of his car with a lit cigarette in his mouth.
Wow.
And proceeds to take the pump off the thing, turn and put it in his car. And I'm like,
dude,
I just stare at him.
Yeah,
are you trying to blow us all up? What's going on there?
I've seen that at least 3 times this past year. And every time I'm like, Jeez! And I wish you had a little bit more respect for the rest of us.
And you know, there's things that I've heard rumors, but I didn't know they were true until now. I just heard rumors and I did them anyway because I figured what the heck, might as well be safe. The things that you should do before you pump gas. Like when you get out of the car, before you go to pick up the gas pump, you're supposed to touch the side of your car. I guess it you know, if you have any static on you.
Yeah.
They say if you grab the gas pump, that could, you know, ignite a spark.
In really cold weather, yeah.
You're not supposed to use your cell phone at the pump.
Yeah, that's old school.
Same thing. Topping off your tank just to make the price a round number. I'm sorry, I have OCD with that. Like, if it says $24.89, I got to keep clicking it. I'm that annoying person on the other side of your pump that has to get to $25.
You know, dude, my new car doesn't let me do that anymore. Like, once it clicks, like, it's at the neck. Like,
really?
You're not going any higher. Yeah, I made that mistake. I was like, oh, let me just top this. Oh, gasoline everywhere.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
See, in New Jersey, I was used to this. In New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas. There's somebody that comes to your window, you give them your card, they swipe it, they pump your gas.
What? Right. Like the 50s?
Yeah, that's how it still is in New Jersey. You're not allowed to pump your own gas.
Nope.
We don't trust you.
No, unions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, my grandfather owned a gas station, and my dad used to have to go work there. He made a lot of money there. All right, so if you're looking to buy a loved one a great gift for Valentine's Day, you know, one of the things I love is perfume. Mm-hmm. Someone says, what can I get you? Farrell's like, what can I get you? And I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm running low on my perfume. I'd love some perfume. But don't be duped by fakes, all right? So we were talking about this yesterday, about how there was this perfume. And, you know, you've heard of, like, Just Like Chanel or Just Like Poison. And it's just the imitation ones you can buy at, like, Walgreens that are less expensive, but they smell kind of similar. That's not what I'm talking about. This perfume factory in London, apparently there's these fake cosmetics that have been shown to contain urine and rat droppings.
Ew.
Wow. And so rat droppings, but how do you get that out of the little sprayer? Or is it ground up in there?
I don't know, and I don't even want to know who's the person that works that assembly line to have to put all that together. But it's causing a lot of problems, skin irritation, swelling, rashes, burns, because you're spraying pee-pee and poo-poo all over yourself.
You stink.
Well, I've seen the commercials. They're pretty good.
It's the new perfume that's a huge relief.
Chanel number one.
A complex aroma of vitamins and asparagus.
Chanel number one.
As the French like to say, oui, oui.
Chanel number one.
It's the fragrance that says employees must wash hands before returning to work.
Chanel number one.
Just one sprinkle and you're in love.
Chanel number one.
Chanel number one eau de toilette. Mark your territory.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.